This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We're all excited for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
But is it going to be good, right?
No.
My apologies. Well, here's the problem. The difficulty I feel like in translating a video game to the big screen depends on the era of the video game.
Yeah.
Like modern day video games, it's like 20 or 30 or like 50 hours of gameplay. And it's, you know, so much story and so much character development.
You're talking like a Witcher, for example.
Exactly, like a Witcher. And there's so many, like, just inherently, like, cinematic, memorable moments. And it feels like whittling it down to 2 hours is...
It's nigh impossible.
It's kind of like it does it a disservice. But on the other hand, video games, like classic video games from back in the day, have so little plot. You can explain the whole game in, like, one sentence. Like, Mario goes to the Mushroom Kingdom to rescue a princess. And also Luigi is there for some reason. Okay, 2 sentences, but...
You could probably mention he kills many turtles on the way.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's fine too. But of course, we are talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie. A big swing and a miss in terms of adaptations.
But it's a big swing, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Mario and Sonic have a classic history together. We know that because they were both at the 1936 Olympics.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, did you know that?
Bitter rivals turned
No,
best
no,
friends?
They were both Nazi supporters.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mario, big fan of Mussolini. Mm. Sonic was a Nazi experiment for obvious reasons. Oh,
absolutely. That's right. How else would he get his speed?
Yeah, that's it.
Actual speed.
Actual speed.
Doing a lot of speed.
This was the peak of kind of your Super Nintendo and your Sega Genesis / Mega Drive hype.
This would have been like a couple of years after Super Mario World, right?
Yeah. Okay. Super Mario World, depending, you know, where it came out in the world, roughly 1990. Anyways, if people could leave a like on this video, that would be great because, look, there's not going to be a lot to like here, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. There's nothing to Mario. If you wanted to do an animated Mario movie, it's all right there. That's what Mario looks like. But it's like, what do you hang a live-action movie on? I guess you build a weird future dystopia, alternate reality New York.
Blade Runner covered in fungus, I guess. Yeah. I don't really know.
I read that one of the directors, one of the production designers was like, we should make it like Max Headroom.
Yes.
That TV series that was cancelled mid-season.
Yeah, right. Well, the directors who worked on this actually worked on Max Headroom. That's not a coincidence. So that explains that. It was Leitmotiv and Allied filmmakers who put this together. They try to ease you into the video game-ness of it with a 16-bit dinosaur explanation up top.
Yeah.
Told by like a real, forget about it, it's recounting the history of the Mario Brothers whatever.
That's Homer Simpson himself.
Oh, Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, that's right.
So the cast, though, that's a great piece of casting. Yeah. Bob Hoskins, mm-hmm. John Leguizamo, Samantha Mathis, Dennis Hopper, Lance Hendrickson, briefly. You know what I mean? There's Fisher Stevens, who was the Indian guy from Short Circuit. He's not really Indian.
Excuse me. He's not really a lizard man either. 1980s stalwart Fisher Stevens. Exactly, yeah.
So that's great. Like, the fact that they managed to get all those people on board is really terrific. And there are some really interesting special effects and world building, I feel, here to some extent. But why did they do this?
Well, it doesn't... See, here's the thing, though.
Who's it for?
Who's it for? Exactly. I mean, you would imagine that this is for, like, summer vacation or whatever, and you take your kids to the movies. But what kid is going to be like, Dad, is that 1960s countercultural icon Dennis Hopper from Easy Rider? Is that who that is? Yeah. He was in Rebel Without a Cause, Dad.
He was. He's in one of the seasons of 24.
That's
upcoming.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't really understand it. Also, do kids want to see, because this is really who this is for, do kids want to see a 50-year-old broke-ass Mario doing actual plumbing?
Excuse me, he's canonically 25.
Okay, you're right. So he is in the world of Nintendo.
Side note, they have a very bizarre apartment. They've got like plungers on the walls, like they're rifles. Are they used plungers or are they display plungers?
Yeah, no, they're plungers that they've done some great plumbing with. Ah, they're, okay. They've immortalized.
So their whole apartment smells of poop.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. What I think they were going for here was the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Your Ghostbusters. Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That kind of edgy, sort of kids-ish kind of movie. I think that's what this was.
Because apparently Nintendo had no, they had no particular directions for the production team. They're like, just do whatever you want. We don't care.
Yeah, well,
Mario will live beyond whatever this is.
Which is certainly true. I've actually got what Nintendo thought of this movie, which we can talk about.
Oh, I'm excited
at the
for that
end.
Later. Okay, great.
But I want to talk about some other casting. At one point, they were considering Danny DeVito. He was attached.
Okay.
Makes sense,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he was doing, you know, Twins and Batman Returns, which Batman is sort Returns, of a sure. kids movie, yeah, I right. guess, uh-huh, technically. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks was considered for the role of Luigi, which I find interesting. But the failures of Turner and Hooch and Joe versus the Volcano led the studios to believe that Hanks was no longer a box office draw.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that era?
I know. Let me name his next seven films that came out after this. Sleepless in Seattle.
Big hit.
Philadelphia.
Big hit.
Forrest Gump.
Big hit.
Toy Story.
Big hit.
Apollo 13.
Let me think. Big hit.
That Thing You Do.
Moderate hit.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, big hit. Back on form.
Huge hit.
Yes.
So I wonder if he had have done this, would he have had that career?
Probably not, no.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger also was wanted for King Cooper, as was Michael Keaton, who was so rich he would never have done it at this point.
Yeah, because he'd just come off several Batmans.
Yes, that's right.
At least one Batman.
Two Batmans.
He's King Cooper in this. He's not Bowser.
No.
Is that significant? Doesn't matter.
Is anything in this significant?
Not really.
You're asking the wrong question.
Did they base this off like the manual for Super Mario World?
It's funny you say that because there's some things here that are directly translated. Very few things, I might add. And yeah. Some things are just in name only. I've got a list here.
Yes.
Big Bertha. Nothing like the video game at all. Toad. Just a guitar guy?
Apparently they wanted an actual musician, so they got Mojo Nixon. Mm. But they only got him because Tom Waits pulled out.
Oh, my God.
They asked gravelly-voiced, neo-gothic singer Tom Waits, and he was like, no.
There was also an earlier version of this script with, like, recognisable elements. But if any of these characters had different names, how far do you think you would have watched this movie if you didn't know it was Super Mario Brothers,
yes,
and they had different names, mm-hmm, before you figured it out? I think I would have got up to the costumes.
Yeah, well, it's because
maybe the ba-bombs?
Probably the ba-bomb. But I think this movie may have worked better, and it would be better regarded if it was just like called like two weird guys from Brooklyn fall into a parallel dimension. But yeah, it's weird because it's this bizarre kind of Max Headroom universe, and they're like, well, this is going to be a little bit gritty and a little bit adult and a little bit real, but at the same time it's like, but Mario and Luigi jump, so we've got to give them a rocket boots.
Yeah.
We've got to give them their little coveralls, you know?
We haven't even mentioned what the story is about. You touched on it briefly then, but they do stumble in a parallel dimension because when the comet that killed the dinosaurs hit Earth, it splintered the universe. So some of the dinosaurs went to live in one specific spot in another dimension. They evolved into humans.
But what was this dimension just empty?
Big desert dimension?
See, I must have misremembered it when I saw it as a kid because I thought it was just a parallel dimension where dinosaurs evolved. But it's actually a dimension where the asteroid that we thought killed the dinosaurs shunted them into a parallel dimension. But just them?
Just them.
Nothing else? No mammals? No.
Maybe some
fish.
Maybe some stone and some brick.
Oh, maybe some stone and some brick.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they want back in to...
Well, Cooper specifically wants to merge the universes. Mm. But you know what he could do?
Yeah.
Just walk through that portal.
And just live
him.
There.
Just right? him. You know, right? Why does he need to bring everything? Because who's he going to contend with? Like the Scapellis? Like those real estate moguls that when they perform like corporate sabotage, they're wearing the shirts of the company that they're from?
That's right.
So I feel like if he just walked through with maybe... two guys, maybe not even. He'd probably have a pretty good shot to take over New York.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, side note, maybe not a side note. You were saying earlier.
A note.
You were saying, how long would it have taken me to figure out that this was a Mario Brothers movie? How long did you watch this movie thinking to yourself, this movie's boring? I reckon maybe 25 minutes. I reckon about the first 25 minutes of this movie is quite dull until they drop into the parallel universe.
Yeah.
Before that, it's just like...
regular plumbing and
just
stuff.
Just regular plumbing and stuff. Just, again, just two guys just trying to get some plumbing work in New York City.
Okay, but I wasn't really bored because it's fascinating.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's not good,
no.
But it's fascinating. I'm also fascinated by the budget of this because it was a $48 million movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is put to good use and some of it really isn't. Here's some comparison movies from 1993.
I'm ready.
Jurassic Park, $63 million, a little bit more.
Mm.
Fugitive, $44 million. Schindler's List, $22 million. Groundhog Day was made for $14 million.
Wow,
I mean, that's
yeah.
just a real town, isn't it? They're not building a weird
that is true, yes.
dinosaur dimension or whatever.
Maybe Phil Connors went into a weird dinosaur dimension at some point. It was there for thousands of years, yeah.
But there's things like the puppets that they make are incredible. Those big Goomba suits.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, it's clearly like a big rig that people wear on top of their shoulders with the tiny little animatronic heads. Apparently there's 200 feet of cable inside Yoshi with 9 puppeteers controlling him at any one time. You can't ride him though. So like, why put him in?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's not even green.
Right.
He's just a dinosaur.
Well, that's the thing. And Cooper, for the most part, is just a guy and he's got a forked tongue. Like he's a crooked real estate developer with a forked tongue. Or should I say a regular real estate developer?
Oh, mate.
I've got them.
You really have.
I really. But like, they're just, what makes this, ultimately this world, Dino Hatton, isn't that much weirder than regular New York.
It's just got some more fungus.
It's got more fungus and, like, the cars have more spikes on them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. How many actual Nintendo nods did you, like, direct things did you recognize? I think there's some sound effects.
Yep.
There's the ba-bombs.
Yes.
There's the super scope, which is the de-evolution gun.
Mm-hmm.
Some jumping. But that's
definitely some jumping, wasn't there?
And I guess the outfits. But the links are so tenuous that you're kind of looking for them and you're not even really sure if the thing that you've seen is actually a reference or
Again,
not.
Again, Two Weird Plumbers from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Better movie, in my opinion.
What about how this movie disintegrates the Two Towers? A chilling insight
yep.
into the future of regular Manhattan. There's a few movies like that that kind of hint towards the destruction of the Two Towers. It's kind of odd that, I guess that they were massive landmarks, but you watch that now and you're like, oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I do.
I think at one point somebody says after that, they'll do anything for publicity or whatever, these real estate agents. Yeah, they'll disintegrate the Two Towers for publicity's sake.
That's right.
That's good for your brand, isn't it? It did wonders for the Taliban. Fucking hell.
Well, we all know who they are, don't we?
Well, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. You may not like him, but you know
him.
So the directors of this, Rocky Morton and Annabelle Jankel.
Husband and wife team?
Husband and wife team. They were hired based on their work on Max Headroom. Coming back to that again for some reason.
There you go.
Who would have thought we'd ever be talking about Max Headroom? So the cast and crew disliked them so much for their alleged obnoxious and controlling behaviors. Bob Hoskins referred to them as, he called them the C-bomb and the cow. And at one
Who's to say? Yeah.
And at one point, Dennis Hopper was so fed up with a drawn out and constantly changing production that he spent almost 3 hours yelling at the directors, holding up filming. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
3 hours of yelling, of straight yelling.
Right?
I don't know.
What do you think he yelled? Do you think he just yelled like shopping lists and stuff? Here's a fact that I know. It was meant to be 5 weeks of filming, but Dennis Hopper was there for 17 weeks.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
It's too many weeks.
Way too many. Mm. His son said to him, why did you make that terrible movie? And he said, well, Henry, I did that so you could have shoes. And his son said, Dad, I don't need shoes that badly.
Brutal. I hope this was like on the red carpet premiere.
Absolutely. John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins were apparently constantly drunk throughout the filming of this.
Incredible.
To kind of get through it. Again, 17 weeks. And in a 2011 interview, Bob Hoskins described the film's production. It was a fucking nightmare. The whole experience was a nightmare. It had a husband and wife team directing whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. After so many weeks, their own agent told them to get off this set. Fucking nightmare. Fucking idiots. And that was nearly 2 decades after he filmed it.
And that's notoriously even-keeled actor Bob Hoskins.
That's right.
But he set that guy off.
The amazing thing is, though, he did Roger Rabbit where he talked to nobody for months.
That's right, yeah.
And this is the one that broke here. But I guess when you've got no clear direction and you think it's run by people who don't know what they're doing. Here's the thing, though. I think they did know what they're doing to an extent. They had this vision. But it was just not a good vision.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because I think when you go into a movie, I think with directors, you have to have a certain sense of arrogance and, you know, like a surety about yourself.
Exactly, that's
you know
right.
What I mean?
A confidence that inspires others to do their best work.
Yes, that's right.
For 17 weeks, you know? You might have them there for as long as many, many months.
Oh my God,
however many months that is.
This is one of my favorite things in it as well of movies like this. It's a cliffhanger ending because I love the idea of just a movie so crap and yet so bold that they're like, we'll see you again. We'll see you
that's
again
right,
real
yeah.
soon. Yeah. There is actually a sequel comic to this, though. Some of the writers who were involved in it a few years back actually made a webcomic of the continuing adventures of Mario and Luigi.
They go back to Dino Hatton. It's just like, oh, they're all dead. Oh, well, back to plumbing, I guess.
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Are we being too harsh on this? Because I know it's considered like a cult classic.
It's a cult classic, right.
But it's not good, right? I can see how you could look at it and go, this is fun and there's some fun elements and why did they do this? But objectively, and I don't like to use that word because, you know, there's no real such thing in film criticism, but not good, right?
Let's focus on the positive. What's good? What's good in this?
Well, this is what Nintendo thought. How about that?
The Bob Hoskins dance sequence?
Sure.
That
yeah, that's good.
That's pretty great.
I think
great.
The casting overall is good. I think the surprise Lance Hendrickson cameo, great stuff.
Great work.
It was a big pile of goo and then he was in it for a half a second or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, this is what Nintendo thought, though. Apparently, they were very polite. Shigeru Miyamoto, Mario's creator, said, in the end, it was a fun project that they put a lot of effort into, but he also said, the one thing that I still have some regrets about is that the movie may have tried to get a little too close to what Mario Bros. The video game was. And in that sense, it became a movie that was about a video game rather than being an entertaining movie in and of itself. That, to me, says that he has not seen this.
But I get what, I sort of get what, look, the man speaks in riddles, but
sure.
I get what he's saying in the sense that they went, okay, we've got to, you know, we've got to pile in strange references, you know, Mario's got to jump because Mario jumps in the game kind
yeah.
of thing, you know, that's something you could take out. That being said, you take it out, what is this movie?
Yeah, right,
you know,
yeah.
It's just Italians running amok as we know.
They should have called it Italians
running amok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that being said, even though Nintendo were like, they gave it a good go, we didn't get another Nintendo movie until Detective Pikachu. So this did something to make them go, let's not do this ever again. They vetoed Super Mario being in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
This obviously made them be very wary of attaching their name to things like this. We did get some animated series stuff. You've probably seen some of those, which mm-hmm. is much more faithful and kind of more suited to this kind of storytelling, I
100%,
guess.
100%, yeah. That's the Mario universe. It's a fun, whimsical world with kind of like fun little caricatures.
How would you do this?
It's not a man dropping a C-bomb at every conceivable opportunity.
How would you do this as a movie? Because they've got Sonic coming into the real world.
Yeah, right.
Would you just do a completely animated Mario doesn't talk much 3D film where he has to do a rescue?
I mean, you could, but at the same time, that's what the video games are.
Yes, that's what
I'm saying.
That's
Mario
yeah.
doing a rescue.
Yeah.
And you can't have Mario, the kind of squat little animated man, coming into the real world, because then people will be
like,
freak. Where did you come from?
Yeah. Kill that man.
Yes, if he is even a man. Yeah, and I mean, at this point as well, you know, when you talk about Super Mario Galaxy or Super Mario Odyssey, these games at this point have, you know, they have storyline and they have characters and, and we don't need a movie version anymore, I think.
Well, you'll be happy to know that there's a Super Mario Brothers movie scheduled for 2022.
Oh, thank God. I retract everything that I said.
I just hope it's a sequel to this. Just resurrect Bob Hoskins with CGI. You can do that now. They brought Tarkin back. You think they can't bring back Bob Hoskins?
They can bring back Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, just get all these outtakes of him going, what is happening? What am I supposed to be looking at? Right?
Absolutely, yes, yeah. That's right.
Apparently also John Leguizamo has said since that he likes that people like this movie. Like, he at the time he's like, this is a disaster. But he's like, it found its audience and that's good. So he doesn't regret it. He's done some good stuff, so good on him.
It's
I like
true.
That guy.
Me too.
And I'm glad he still works. Despite this.
Well, I mean, this was kind of his movie debut, so
yeah.
It could have been his only movie appearance.
That's right, yeah. Do you want some good news off the back of this, though?
Yes.
Lance Hendrickson met Jane Evans, a woman he would go on to marry on this film.
There you go. Was she some ooze?
No.
Oh.
She was his second wife, and he's had a third since.
Good for him.
It's still good news.
Hey, when you know, you know.
Love blossomed.
That's right. Like a fungus.
Like a fungus. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. What's
your favourite part about this movie? How about that?
Sure.
If you like this movie,
yeah.
What's your favourite bit?
Yeah.
If you like Mario video games, what's your favourite bit of this? Is it the bit where they jumped?
Is it the bit where they danced?
Is it the bit where they looked into some dirty plumbing?
Is it the bit with the big rubber T-Rex in a big bucket?
Yeah. Is it the bit where they unclogged a toilet?
Is it the bit where they turn that man into a chimpanzee?
I think we've covered all the bits.
Yeah. Baby in an egg? Is it that bit?
Oh, it could be baby in an egg. Yeah, okay, right.
But if you do have a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, we'd love to hear it. We're open to all suggestions, aren't we, Mason?
Absolutely.
Is there a better video game movie than this? There's not a lot of them, but yeah. There's definitely...
Oh, it sure is.
Street Fighter is better than this. Unless it's street fighting. Yes. No, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not all street fighting, but, you know, they're fighting each other in arenas one-on-one.
I mean, some of the time.
Some of the time.
There's precious little fighting on an actual street in the movie Street Fighter.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, if you'd like a hint towards next week, here's a clip. Fucked if I know what it is. Mason, I don't. I'm so bamboozled. I can bring up my list. I'm going to bring up my
list. Bring up the list. Well, give the audio listeners.
Yeah. A little taste.
A little taste. I mean, the listeners would be audio listeners by default.
No, these are the real listeners, though.
Mm, that's right. Those chumps on the video don't know what's what.
I just don't like them, any of them. Yeah, I'm happy to say it. I don't mind the people who listen to this and watch it. They're my favourite, obviously.
Oh, of course they are.
But anybody who just watches the videos, get out of here.
Get out of here, right?
There's a special place at L for you.
Also, if any of you rats who just listen to the audio version, rat us out to just the video viewers.
You're dead
to us, you rats. You are bashed, you rats.
The Mummy Returns. We're coming back to that.
That's right. There we go.
There you go. Okay. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Please tell us a very specific and niche thing that we missed from this stupid movie. What error did we make about it? Please get real pedantic. That's my favourite thing.
Is it something about a bob-omb? Is it something about some bullet bills? There was a neon sign. And we missed that, didn't we? We didn't say that, did we? We didn't just say it on a list of things. So get us with that, with a list of things. List of things that were on signs.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways, I'll see you next week.
Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
I said see you next week. I shouldn't have said see you next week because then you said it after me. I'll say it again.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a great time.
Do you want me to say the thing that I said
before?
I don't
know, man.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.